This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. I was telling Jason that, gosh, traffic was really horrendous getting into work this morning. But I did make it. it's kind of like the same traffic that Gwyneth has when she commutes to the broadcast. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Wow. You sound really good, Gwyneth. Both the audio quality and Gwyneth Isaacs herself.
Yeah. Each week, each day, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. So, Gwyneth, we're going to do 2 hours today. At least that's what I think. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I got several emails from you. And yeah. Where do you want to begin?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'll start with the health of our dear leader here in Victoria. And anyone who knows anything about communism is well aware of that phrase. I don't know if the class remembers, but a little while back I said, I don't like him, but I'm not worried about him because his karma will get him, okay? And I said it's not necessarily going to be through any human. It's just going to be something that happens because that's how karma operates. And he's had a fall down the stairs. And he's in the intensive care. And, you know, that's how karma operates. And, you know, most of the YouTube news services here in Australia don't have the comments turned on because Australians are a very sarcastic bunch. And they're prone to speak their mind, which is a good thing because it means that they usually tell what they perceive to be true. They don't mince their words. And, you know, there has been one news service on YouTube that's actually left a comment service open. And that has been Sky News. And I think that they do that on purpose. Sky News is owned by Rupert Murdoch. And I think that they leave the comments section open on purpose just to really get a gauge of what the general public out there really think. And there's been some real juicy pieces of information have come out, like, you know, the general public hates Dan Andrews. They really do. And they've got, you know, the comments are like, typically Australianly sarcastic in their tone regarding what they think about the fact that he's had an accident. They're not very merciful. And the funniest thing is to see the opinions of simps, that is, the thin-skinned, often blue or pink-haired reaction brigade of the left regarding this. And you know, Dan Andrews is on the left of politics. And the fake outrage, you know, this guy has practically destroyed our entire state, you know, kept us all locked in our houses for the last 6 months. And, you know, the fake left are saying, well, you should be nice to him, you know. Well, he hasn't been nice to us. And that has been the reaction of the general population out there in Australia. And I really hope, you know, that everything continues to go well with Dan Andrews. But you could probably detect a note of sarcasm there too, and you'd be right, because he's not well liked. He's not well liked around here. But I wish him. I genuinely am not going to do anything to go out there and hurt Dan Andrews, because, you know, for one thing, I'm suffering a similar set of injuries myself, and I don't have a car. But even if I did, I wouldn't, because karma is a much more efficient way of operating. You know, if God's angels go out there, you know, sometimes they just step back. I'm talking about the creatures that live in heaven. Okay. Sometimes they just step back and they let things happen that were going to happen, but maybe they could have stopped it, but they didn't. At other times, I believe that angels actually give people a bit of a push in the direction that is needed. And, you know, that's just something that happens. And, you know, I had something happened to me about, you know, getting on to 6 weeks ago, which has changed the entire direction of my life. But that was for a reason as well. And probably in the next little while, I won't ever ride a horse again. And I don't think I would be able to. And as I think I mentioned on an earlier broadcast, I received a warning from my deceased husband when I was out to it, and he told me that it would, you know, that I shouldn't ride again ever, basically, that it would be far worse next time, and I believe that. So I will never ride a horse again until Jesus comes back, and he'll have a horse for me, and then I will ride with Jesus, and I will ride with Archie. But yeah, this is it. Sometimes things just happen. And how it is with Dan Andrews is it seems as though he's, you know, the actual information that's coming out on his physical state is very sparse on the ground. I went into town today, I did some grocery shopping, and I bought a newspaper, or yesterday in our time. And it had written in the newspaper, much the same as what was on the internet, that he's broken several ribs and he's done damage to his vertebrae. And then it went on in the newspaper to say it's uncertain whether he will walk again. And I thought, uh-oh, that doesn't just sound like he's done damage to some vertebrae. It sounds like he's smashed it up. And at another place on the internet, it said that he had undergone surgery, which once again made me think, uh-oh, this is a bit more than your regular garden variety accident. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know what happened. You know, how could I know what happened? I live all the way out here. He was on the Mornington Peninsula, apparently, when this happened, which is, you know, I couldn't know what happened. You know, so I just live out here. I'm just commentating. But I'm just saying that, you know, karma, I think, is ultimately. I think it ultimately was just an accident, but it was an accident that was driven by karma. Well, you cannot go out in the universe doing that much harm and that much damage to people without spiritual repercussions. And that's what the Catholic Church teaches. That's what every Christian church teaches. Jesus Christ himself taught the same thing. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For that which you sow, you shall also reap. So if you go out there, I'm talking to the class now, you know, because I don't know who's in the class, but there might be some people in the class who are listening who have spent their whole lives thinking that they can go out doing, you know, harmful things to people without any repercussions to themselves. And they maybe don't believe in God, and they maybe don't believe that there are angels out there. Most of the time, angels protect you, you know. But sometimes they can be for vengeance as well. This is just how the universe operates. You can't go out there in the whole universe doing harmful things to people your whole life and expect that there will never, ever, ever be any repercussions, because that's not how the universe operates. And like I said, we are not talking about even physical harm caused by mortal people. We're just talking about karmic spiritual consequences that can have a physical manifestation. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Norm Shealy has a term that's really kind of neat. And he likes instant karma. so you don't have to wait around too long.
Yeah, that's definitely the best sort of karma. But like I say, sometimes it takes a while to work itself out. But the reason why this has to do with preparedness is it's very important for everybody in the class to recognize and realize the importance of their actions. You know, that what you do matters. What you do really, really, really truly matters, for good or for ill. It has repercussions out there in the physical universe, but also in the spiritual universe. And I don't think that Dan Andrews is even capable of changing his ways. But I really hope that if he ever gets a chance to listen to this broadcast, that he gets his house in order, that he stops doing, that he stops destroying our state. Because I believe that on some level, on some spiritual level, the reason why he suffered this accident was because he was going hammer and tongs to destroy our state, to lock us all up like a bunch of prisoners, to put the harshest lockdowns in the whole world on us Victorians, and to sell our state to China is perhaps the worst thing of all that he has done. Okay, I can hear music. I think
yeah, and it's really interesting that all of these guys that do these things have a security and protection detail, all of them. Why would that be?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, tomorrow it's Home Improvements, USA Prepares. Home improvements the way we do home improvements. And we're going to save you a lot of money. And we're going to help you avoid making mistakes if you consider thinking about the way we have built our homes. Kathy and I will be discussing our well over 100 years experience in homes. We've owned a number of homes. And we'll teach you about what to look for and how to avoid making mistakes with your home improvements. This is not a typical sales show where we talk about, you know, how to buy accessories for your home. We're just going to tell you how to build it right the first time. And if you're going to modify it, what to think about. Then Friday, it'll be tips from my book, my unfinished, unorganized, not available for sale book. That's hour number one. And I'll be talking about spark plugs, carburetors, and the things that you need to know when you pull that rope on your lawnmower this summer, or your rototiller, or your chainsaw, and it won't start. What to look for, how to diagnose it, and how to fix it very inexpensively, if not for free. And then hour number two will be Bert. Gwyneth is with me this morning, and she's been talking about Dan Andrews, the guy who is systematically and almost single-handedly, except with his forces that are underneath him, destroying the state of Victoria in Australia. Gwyneth, do you want to talk about the monarchy, Harry and Meghan, how they are firing artillery across the ocean from California, across the United States, across the Atlantic to Great Britain and attacking the monarchy. Is that something that you plan on talking about today?
Oh, boy, what a train wreck these two are. I've sort of heard in the background of everything that's been happening what's been going on with them. I've heard that Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle are not getting along very well. I think that's putting it rather lightly. And that Prince Harry seems to be taking her side over the side of his own family. And, you know, the funniest thing of all is to see see Meghan's father, you know, cozying up to the royal family and actually siding against his own daughter. I thought that was the funniest thing of all. Because if you look at Meghan's father, he looks like the daddy off of Peppa Pig, which is a children's cartoon. And it's got Daddy Pig, and it's got Mummy Pig, and it's got Peppa Pig. And Daddy Pig's this hairy old boar, and that's more or less what Meghan Markle's father looks like. It's probably not very kind way of describing somebody, but he looks like an old boar. That's you know, as in a male pig. That's just what he looks like. And I was reading that actually in the Herald Sun today, and I thought to myself, oh boy, what a train wreck. She's just succeeding in upsetting everybody, isn't she? Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, she is. And to what end? I mean, Harry had everything. He was born into the lap of luxury. He had a security detail. He had a huge allowance. He could go wherever he wanted, do whatever he wanted, as long as he followed some rules, you know, not to accost people verbally or physically, or, you know, not to be a drunken rout. He could have lived in the lap of luxury, but instead, he decided that he would throw it all away. And then he found out that when he decided to distance himself from royalty, meaning throw his family overboard, then he found out that he was not entitled to a security detail. And that was a real surprise to him. Now, how could you be someone his age and then not realize that when you throw your family overboard, they're... and throw royalty overboard, that royalty is not going to provide you a security detail. And when he moved to the United States, he expected a foreign security detail to protect him. A foreign security detail has no rights in the United States. They don't have police powers. They can't arrest people, and they can't even carry guns. What was he thinking? He's an international...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in a New Jersey killing who is also a person of interest in a quadruple homicide in New Mexico. Sean Lannon, 47, of Grants, New Mexico, is considered armed and dangerous and is wanted for questioning in a killing in East Greenwich Township on Monday. Sean is bald, blue eyes, 5'9", and weighs about 150 pounds. A Georgia police officer, Blake Puckett, is being credited with rescuing a teenager from a burning truck Saturday night on Highway 53 in Floyd County, Georgia. Laurel Putnam, strapped in her seatbelt and unconscious, the officer pulled out his pocket knife and cut her free right before flames engulfed the truck. Police said a drunk, wrong-way driver without insurance hit the teen's truck head-on. Alaska has become the first state in the nation to allow anyone 16 or older to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The move was announced Tuesday by Governor Mike Dunleavy and comes as the state was experiencing some unclaimed vaccine appointments. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
House GOP members are not happy with the wasteful spending on the Biden COVID-19 stimulus package. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent, we did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News.
The proposed bill will cost American taxpayers $2 billion, a.k.a. $2 trillion. NASCAR issued penalties to 6 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including a 1-race suspension for Stuart Haas Racing crew chief Mike Shiplett after last weekend's events at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Unsecured lug nuts cost crew chiefs $10,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So reportedly, there are about 50 million people who watched Oprah. And allegedly, she was compensated millions of dollars for this interview, this artillery barrage from California aimed right at Great Britain, the royalty. Now, I'm not a big fan of the royalty, but here's how I see it, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, Gwyneth. they have castles and they have properties, mega properties. But if, and they are responsible for the care and maintenance of them. If they turned over these castles to the people, said, okay, they're yours, you take care of them. Do you think that they would stand the test of time and not fall down, meaning be destroyed through neglect? I do.
No, that'd be destroyed by the homeless people within a week.
Mm-hmm. And the weather, and you know, the the weather, the roofs would be leaking, you know, as they would just through aging, and I think they would fall into disrepair and become worthless. Actually, become worth less than worthless. They would become a blight. So, I think that there is a reason for the monarchy to continue in some respects, but I also think that there are costs associated with it. And I just can't believe that Meghan would be so greedy, at least it appears to me that she's greedy, and she wants whatever she wants, and has a problem with the royals, allegedly, talking about the skin pigmentation of the son of Meghan and Harry. Now, it seems to me that if I had a child who was going to marry a Chinese gal, now our children are of Italian descent. Mrs. Finelli is of Irish descent and German. So if one of our children were to marry a Chinese person, I would wonder what that child would look like. If one of our children were to marry a black, I would wonder the same thing. If one were to marry a Mexican, whatever they choose, I would wonder. And it seems to me perfectly natural to ask that question. And yet Meghan has a problem with it, and it looks like Oprah did too. What are your thoughts about that? Would you wonder if one of your child was going to marry someone of a different heritage, a different race, a different culture?
Well, it's like this, that if you look into my own family background, occasionally people have married people of other races in the family. And ultimately what has been more important has been the heart of the person. But if you're going to have somebody of a different ethnicity, you've got to take account that the children are not going to look like you. I think that's what you're trying to say. And you have to be prepared that maybe not everybody's going to like that, you know. So you've got to take account of these things when you when you're looking at who your children are going to marry. But I've grown up among the Maori people in New Zealand. And I knew a lot of really, really fine Maori people, including that I was very good friends with the sister of the chief, Mihi Terina Hohepa. And she was a princess in every sense of the word. She carried herself as a princess. She knew who she was among her people. And she was a woman of extremely high rank. She was about the, you know, probably one of the most high-ranking people of her whole nation. And she behaved herself like it. She behaved herself like she was proper royalty. She didn't behave as, you know, abusing her position. She worked for the benefit of her own people. And she worked for the, for the benefit of her own town, which was Rotorua, and her brother as well. And everybody that I have met, that has ever met Mihi and Hiko, and in fact all of their siblings, all of their brothers and sisters in that family, because there were something like five children in the family who were the sons and the daughters of the chief. and they are their own kind of royalty. Among their people, they are royalty. But they behaved as royalty. They were Maori royalty. And this is it. They didn't expect to have all the security detail. They didn't need it because they operate in their culture on a system of mana, which is honour, and they believe in sowing and reaping, that if you do good things for people, good things will happen to you generally, and that if you misbehave yourself, things are not going to go well with you. That's because another key concept in the Maori culture is utu, which is revenge. And those two there, along with aroha, is another key concept, which is love, which is exactly the same. In Hawaiian, you would call it aloha. It's the same word. You know, this is it. But with the British royal family, they have their treasures, and they must maintain their treasures. If I had treasures, I would maintain my treasures too, you know. You've got to look after your household, whether you have a little farm or a middle-sized farm or a big farm, or whether you have 200,000 acres or 200 million acres of land, you know, with big houses and all the rest of it. You've got to maintain it. It's the right thing to do. But Meghan doesn't seem to realize that last year, she and Harry declared, oh, well, or was it 2020, they were declaring, we're not going to be part of the royal family anymore. You know, we're just going to cut ourselves off. But I don't know, maybe she began to get a bit frightened because she realized how much of a profile she had, and she began to, you know, feel the absence of the security detail. You know, and that there's maybe people out there who are kind of strange, who are kind of malevolent, and, you know, to want to have somebody to look after you. She didn't realize that when she and Harry said, oh, we don't want to be part of the royal family anymore, that meant that all of the bells and whistles went away too, including the guards. You know, this is it. That's what happened. I don't have any security detail around me. I have to rely on God and his angels to look after me, and they look after me well. You know, I've had people want to hurt me, and nobody's been able to hurt me yet. But the other thing that I have to rely on is my own guts and courage, meaning that if anybody comes up here thinking that they can do me harm, that they're going to be facing the wicked lady of Mike Yates' soul, meaning they're going to get a hostile reception. That's what that means. You know, if anyone, for new listeners, they may not know who the wicked lady of Mike Yates' soul is. I've got past life memories of being a highwayman from the 17th century called Lady Catherine Ferrers. And, you know, I'm sure that my photo is out there on the internet somewhere. If anyone wants to get my photo and compare it to Lady Catherine, they might see a resemblance. They probably will see a resemblance. And, you know, this is it. But when you've got to, when you're one of the general public, you've got to look after yourself, because there's nobody there to look after you. And I think that they didn't take that into account, that when they said that they didn't want to be part of the royal family anymore, it meant that they would be members of the general public and that there would be nobody to look after them anymore. You know, they wouldn't have the rights. Or if they did hire, I mean, I could hire a security detail here, and it would cost me thousands of dollars a week, and I don't have thousands of dollars a week. So I have to go with my own guts and courage. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, I was thinking about Meghan as we're talking about her and Harry. I pulled up some images of her over time, and her skin has gotten lighter in recent years. Her hair is straighter. If you look at images of her when she was a child, it was really curly, really curly. And if you look at the roots of her hair, you can see that it still is curly, except right after the roots, it's straight. So she straightens her hair. Now that tells me, I may be wrong, but it tells me she doesn't like the way she looks naturally. So she wants to change the way she looks. I know that hair is, you're born with the kind of hair you have. Some people have curly hair, some have red, some have brown, some have black. And some is curly. You know, when I think about a German Shepherd, I don't think about the hair coat of a French Poodle. I've never seen a German Shepherd with curly hair like a French Poodle. So what I'm saying is you get what you get when you're born. And it seems to me that she doesn't like the way she looked naturally. So she straightens her hair. Now, at the same time that she straightens her hair to change the way she looks, and her skin has gotten lighter over time, why would she have a problem with somebody talking about the color of her child? It seems natural to me. I mean, frankly, it'd be one of the first things I would wonder about. What would the child look like? Because that's the family heritage. Now, I'm not saying that I would express removal from the family for marrying someone who's not Italian. That's not true. Our children can marry whomever they choose. It's their choice, not mine. So it's up to them. Okay? I don't have to like it. I mean, I don't know, one of the boys decides to marry someone from Hell's Angels, I probably would not approve of that. Actually, I certainly would not approve of that. But it's their choice. But if you're wondering what the barbecue is going to look like or the family picnic, that makes a lot of sense to wonder, okay, what yeah. is going to be part of the family tree going forward and what the barbecue is going to be looking like. And so what I'm saying is she doesn't have much ground to stand on when she talks about other people asking about the pigmentation of their child when she augments and changes her physical appearance. How about that? To blend in more with the majority. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, well over a year ago, I mentioned with you on the air that this could be one person, Meghan Markle, taking down the monarchy all by herself. And it looks like that's what she wants to do.
It's pretty interesting. she's doing a lot of damage. You know, the thing is, when you marry, when you're out and about, in they used to have a saying in English culture hundreds of years ago, up until probably about the beginning of the 20th century, this mode of speaking began to go out of fashion, and that was, and they had something called the marriage market, and you had, you know, you would get your children to a certain age. Back in the day, this was hundreds of years ago, the age of 12, 13, and 14, and you would begin looking around and seeing who it might be useful for them to marry. And usually there was some level of arrangement that the parents had to getting their kids married off, getting their children married off. And this was how things used to operate. And they used to have, I'm talking about the nobility of England, okay? I'm sure in other cultures they had something similar. But because I'm of English descent, then I'm going with what I know. There was some level of arrangement among the parents to see who their children might be able to get married to in the future. And they would, hundreds of years ago, I'm not talking about anything in recent times, hundreds of years ago, they would begin looking around a bit when the children were about 12 or 13 or 14, because it was very common for people in previous centuries to get married at the ages of 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. In fact, if you weren't married by about the age of 17, you were in danger of becoming an old maid. And that's history. But the young people usually had some say in it. They usually had, you know, it was pretty rare for there to be an arranged marriage against the wishes of the children, because people realized that the young people concerned had to get along. And that was, forced arranged marriages did happen, but they were rare. But usually the parents in the community would get together. They would have a ball, meaning they would have a dance, and they would get all the young people together dancing and getting along. They'd have a nice banquet and, you know, they'd have some good music, you know, and then some musicians, and the young people would get a chance to meet other young people, and they would get a little bit of a chance to talk, and then they would have, later on in the evening, the men would go off to the they would have a smoking room, they'd go and have cigars and gin and tonics and whatever, and then the young ladies would sit around in their part of the thing, and then they would talk as well. So it was a chance for young people of their own gender to begin to learn how to mix and associate with people of their own gender as well. But this is how people got to meet each other, and this is how people got to marry, and the parents were a part of it. The parents were not left out of the process. And if they objected, then the young people were more or less forced to take their parents' opinion seriously. And normally the parents would not object unless they could see a serious problem coming up, you know, between the two young people and what this was going to do. And usually the parents were right, because the parents have been around for a bit longer than what young people have been around for, you know. And so they can see problems coming along down the line. Now, the problem with Megan is that before she was before she met Prince Harry, she was an underwear model. Now, I just want to suggest something here. Maybe being an underwear model is not the best apprenticeship for being a princess. That does not seem extraordinary for me. They are two completely different worlds. And I think that, that's a mistake that Harry made, was that he fell in love with an underwear model. Now, if somebody wants to choose to be an underwear model, well, whatever, you know, but maybe it's not the best training for the life that Meghan Markle came to lead. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. Let's talk about underwear models when we come back, because I was going to interview one right here at USA Prepares. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back. And I'll even tell you who she is. I'm not going to give her name, but I'll tell you, you've seen her on the internet. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.